When Addison Dougherty stands at her husband Richmond's funeral, she's only been his wife for 97 days. The whispers around town suggest she killed him, and they're partially right. She wanted him dead, but someone beat her to it. Their marriage was never about love, but mutual destruction. Just 16 days after their wedding, Richmond began tormenting Addison by manipulating their smart home, triggering flashing lights and blaring music at 3 a.m. When she confronted him with a bat, destroying his prized possessions, she warned, "If I wanted to kill you, you'd be dead, so stop tempting me." Their union was a chess match between two people determined to destroy each other, sleeping in separate bedrooms while plotting the other's downfall. Addison had engineered their chance meeting at a Brooklyn bar, revealing she possessed evidence proving his heroic past was a lie. Specifically, a map he'd drawn 27 years ago related to a high school shooting. Richmond, accustomed to getting his way, found himself trapped in a marriage with someone who knew his darkest secret. After Richmond's third accident since moving in with Addison proves fatal, Detective Dominic Sessions launches an investigation when the medical examiner changes the cause from accident to undetermined. This raises concerns, particularly given Addison's mother's history of relationships ending in suspicious deaths. Richmond's son Wyatt breaks in using an alarm code unknown to Addison, frantically searching his father's papers while accusing her of manipulation. The case complicates when Peter Cullen appears, claiming Richmond covered up his son Ben's death during routine surgery. Someone begins terrorizing Addison in the mansion, breaking in through camera blind spots, painting fluorescent threats on her bedroom wall, and leaving notes with insider information. Suspects multiply rapidly. Richmond's bitter ex-wife, Catherine, his children, Wyatt and Caroline, medical partners potentially hiding misconduct, and even Addison's mother with her mysterious past. Everyone connected to the deceased doctor seems to harbor significant secrets. Richmond Dougherty's heroic reputation, built on supposedly stopping a high school shooting, was a complete fabrication. For 27 years, he enjoyed fame as a survivor-turned-savior surgeon, but in reality, he was mediocre and manipulative. His carefully constructed image began collapsing when Peter Cullen accused him of medical fraud, claiming Richmond hadn't personally performed the surgery that killed Cullen's 6-year-old son. The doctor who allegedly did the procedure, August Christopher, vanished after Richmond's death. As the scandal erupted, Richmond's professional reputation crumbled, with his credentials and abilities openly questioned. Yet this medical deception merely concealed an even darker truth. Evidence suggesting Richmond had orchestrated his own parents' murders 27 years earlier, betraying his brother Cooper for financial gain. His legacy of lies now endangers everyone connected to him. His children must face their father's true nature. His partners risk professional destruction, and Addison finds herself entangled with people willing to kill to preserve their secrets. The most disturbing relationship in this web of deception is between Addison and her mother, Lizzie. Detective Sessions notices their similar appearance, though Lizzie claims to be 39 when she's actually 43, having had Addison at 16. Lizzie treats relationships as transactions, exchanging attention and sex for material gain. When she appears at Addison's workplace, her true agenda surfaces. Richmond Dougherty, it's past time you made contact. For years, she'd been using Addison as a pawn against Richmond. Lizzie constantly plays the "you owe me" card, claiming she sacrificed her youth for Addison. The devastating truth, when Addison was 10, she killed her mother's abusive husband in self-defense, which Lizzie covered up by staging his body in an alley. She's held this over Addison ever since, demanding revenge on Richmond, whom she blamed for killing Zach Bryant 27 years ago. The toxic relationship reaches its peak when Lizzie reveals her most devastating lie. Richmond wasn't Addison's uncle as claimed, but her biological father. Lizzie had manipulated her daughter into marrying her own father. The 7-bedroom mansion in Rye functions as a beautiful prison filled with dangers. Though luxurious, Addison despises living in the home originally meant for Richmond's first wife. The smart home features become weapons in Richmond's psychological warfare, with every room harboring potential threats. Addison spends hours checking for intruders and stands watching the shower door, paranoid someone might enter. In the greenhouse, she discovers the blood-stained bat used to kill Richmond, planted to frame her. The security system becomes both protection and vulnerability, with Richmond secretly giving Wyatt a secondary alarm code. The house symbolizes the wealth that motivated many characters' actions. Richmond killed his parents for their money, Catherine stayed despite knowing his dark secrets for financial security, and Lizzie schemed to get a piece of Richmond's fortune through her daughter. By the end, violence has occurred throughout. Richmond's fatal fall, Lizzie's assault in the library, and the final confrontation in Richmond's office. Its beautiful exterior masking the ugliness within. The truth unravels during a violent confrontation when Addison returns home to find Catherine disheveled and threatening with a bat. Addison discovers her bleeding mother on the library floor and defends herself by throwing decorative items until Portia's scream interrupts, "Mom, stop!" Through the window, Addison watches Portia cleverly trigger the alarm system by wedging the security gate open with a rock. When Catherine forces Addison into Richmond's office, she asks pointedly, "Are you Richmond's daughter?" Wyatt arrives with a shocking confession, "I poisoned Dad," revealing Richmond manipulated him into helping stage incidents to frame Addison. When Addison mentions Annapolis, the school, that map, Catherine's expression goes blank. After a violent struggle, Addison reveals to Wyatt the devastating truth. His father orchestrated his own parents' murders 27 years ago, and Catherine knew beforehand. Catherine eventually shows her true colors, admitting she should have waited and used that bat on Addison, confirming she killed Richmond. In a final, desperate attack with scissors, Catherine is shot by Addison's mother, who appears bloodied but determined in the doorway. In the aftermath, Addison waits at the hospital as her mother recovers from a skull fracture while Catherine survives surgery, ironically preparing her in perfect shape to go to prison. The evidence against Catherine is damning thanks to Portia's recording of the confrontation. Days later, defying Catherine's orders, Elias brings Portia and Wyatt to visit Addison. Portia embraces Addison, thanking her for saving her life. Wyatt admits to planting the threatening notes, explaining how Catherine manipulated his grief. Addison forgives him, understanding how impossible it is to resist a parent determined to burn the world down. Addison decides to distribute most of Richmond's estate to his children and charities, ignoring her mother's accusations of betrayal. The unexpected silver lining emerges in Addison's growing connection with her half-siblings. Their relationship, which began in hostility, transforms through shared trauma and revelations about their parents. This bond proves stronger than genetics, built on mutual understanding rather than obligation. Addison recognizes them as the family she truly needs, a found family worth protecting as she walks away from her mother's toxic influence forever.